Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving the Southwest Wisconsin area with long tradition to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another meeting today between the woman at the center of the Jeffrey Epstein case and the number two official at the Department of Justice.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has more questions for Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell. Sources told ABC News Maxwell initiated the meeting as she appeals her conviction and tries to get out of a 20-year prison sentence. Her attorney told us she answered every question.
ABC Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida, where the discussion are happening. Israeli strikes continuing across Gaza, and experts warn that Palestinians are on the brink of famine. The aid group Doctors Without Borders says one in four children and pregnant or nursing women are currently malnourished. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says hospitals have recorded 9 new deaths due to starvation over the past 24 hours. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos expected to begin serving a 7-year prison sentence for fraud today. This is ABC News. The Department of Justice is now suing both New York City and New York Mayor Eric Adams over New York's sanctuary city status.
New York City, the suit claims, has long been at the vanguard of interfering with enforcing this country's immigration laws. Its history as a sanctuary city dates back to 1989, and its efforts to thwart federal immigration enforcement have only intensified since.
That's ABC's Phil Tate here in New York. The DOJ filing similar lawsuits in Los Angeles, Chicago, and other places. 3 weeks ago today, extreme rainfall in central Texas sent rivers out of their banks, killing at least 135 people. Now we're learning more about the systems that were in place or not in place as a warning to the victims. The agency that manages the river that runs through Kerrville reportedly had $3.5 million in a reserve fund, but State Senator Jose Menendez says the Upper Guadalupe River Authority had the funds, but didn't get a grant, so they chose not to purchase a warning system. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. They serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burgers, salad, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. While they're closed on Sundays, the rest of the week offers a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout, and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
High temperatures in the middle 80s today, a slight chance of a shower late in the day. Some clouds and mild tonight, a low of 65. Partly sunny, warm and humid Saturday with a slight chance of a shower in the morning, a high of 86. Saturday night, a few clouds and muggy and a low of 67. And Sunday, 92 with high heat indexes in the afternoon.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Mark your calendars. It's the annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Cylinder Club Tractor Show, happening August 2nd and 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. near Boscobel. See classic tractors, trucks, and implements, plus live field demonstrations of corn, old-time equipment, and more. Bring the entire family for food, flea market finds, and kids' activities. Admission is free at 17804 Prairie Du Bay Road, just off Highway 133. For more information, 485-1623.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios. No wait, just great vibes. Serving up the best mix of country and community.
On our first part of the morning show today from WRCO, we welcome some friends representing Church of the Nazarene. They have a really historic year this year, and in the studio we have Pastor Jonathan Young, and we have John Anear, and we have Libby Rulin representing different facets of the church. But we'll start with the pastor today. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Thank you
for having us.
I was really excited because I'm a history guy, and I saw your article in the paper this week in the Observer as well, but it's a really special year for Church of the Nazarene, isn't it?
It is. This year we are celebrating our 100th anniversary of having a presence here in Richland Center. Back in, if I get my right dates here, July 27th, 1925. So actually this Sunday is our official 100 years of the church.
That's interesting, and I did not know, you know, the whole history, but I read the article about the fact that actually started in tents way back when. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, actually, the Church of the Nazarene first came in 1922, and they held camp meetings here and in Boaz for several years. And then finally in 1923, and then officially in 1925, the two groups came together. They found a place on Church and Gage Street is where they first started meeting, but they officially became organized as the Church of the Nazarene on July 27th, 1925.
I'm guessing you have some families that have been they're a large part of that history, don't you?
Oh yeah, the Fries have been there for a long time. I'm trying to think of some of the others. I mean, some of the names of the charter members, Dieter, Cook, Mead, Berger, Gray, the Fries especially have been around for a very long time.
Have you been planning this for a little bit while, the chance to have a celebration coming up this fall?
Yeah, we had a committee that started meeting almost a year ago now, and we've kind of been planning what we're going to do, what we'd like to do for the community. And we've already been in the Rodeo Days Parade, and we're planning on doing the Canyon of Lights Parade in October, just to, you know, let people know and to celebrate with us. And then another thing we've been doing is we have some homemade cookies that we've been sending to various organizations in the community, like police, sheriffs, you know, fire department. And we still have a few more to deliver, but and the reason we're doing that is just we recognize that we've been in this community. We've been a part of a community the last 100 years. So it's not just about us, but it's about the community that we're a part of. And so we wanted to kind of give back and bless others in the community as well.
Well, Pastor, you've been a part of the community now for what, 8 years? I believe it is 8 or 9 years.
It's 8 years this summer.
This summer. Yeah. So what are some things you're most proud of during your time here in Richland Center?
Oh, you know, my family and I feel blessed to be here in Richland Center. We feel blessed to be part of the congregation. Our folks are great. They're very generous, very giving, very caring folks. They love the community. They want to bless the community. One of the first things, and I know I've been on your show talking about our Christmas Day dinner that we have every year. That was one of the first things that really, really blew me away, that people would give up their Christmas Day to serve meals to others who may not have family in town or anything. So, I've been thoroughly blessed to be here.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, because when I think of Church of the Nazarene, that almost always come to mind first and foremost, the fact of the holiday dinner and how you guys get that, and you got so many volunteers that help out with that event. Tremendous for the community.
Yeah, it is.
We've got a guy here that knows a little bit about the history. We don't want to say he's, you know, an older one of the parish members, but John Anir is here. John, you've been a part of Church of the Nazarene for quite some time.
We have, and thanks for having us, Phil. My wife and I, Kim and I, have been attending for about 40 years. Shortly after we got married, moved back to Richland Center, we were kind of looking for a church to call home, and it's a kind of a funny story. We visited on a Sunday morning, and as like typical visitors, we sat in the back, and as soon as service was over, we kind of snuck out the door, and as we're walking to our car, we hear the clippity-clop of high heels running up behind us, and it ended up being the pastor's wife, Melanie Walls, and she wanted to introduce herself and find out who we were. And although we knew a lot of people in the church and felt really comfortable there, that kind of sticks out as just she kind of went out of the way to make sure she made that connection with us. And we just felt at home right from the beginning.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you raised your family, and they were members as well.
We did, yeah. Our two boys, Paul and Luke, were involved in Sunday school and youth group, and they went to teen camp, kids camp, did all the things that the church offered, and I think it just enriched our family life as a result.
Did Paul jump over the pews then when he was in church? Or no?
You know, he probably did when we weren't looking.
You and I were talking before we went on the air, and we were talking with Pastor Young too, but about the history of this church. There was some real blood, sweat, and tears that went into the building of this building, right?
Yeah, you know, I read the same article you did, and I learned a couple of things about the church. I did not realize that the men of the church back in the 20s, actually quarried the stone for the building of that church. I mean, that's an amazing feat. If you drive by our church and look at the outside walls and how big the stone is, the fact that the men of the church actually did that on evenings after they worked all day, then they would get together and they'd go quarry the stone to build this church.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's been built onto a few times since then, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. We've had a few additions. I believe 1971 was one of the major additions to it. But if you walk in, you can still see a lot of the history, you know, the beautiful stained glass windows and such. So,
I'm sure you have fond memories of those that have served the various ministers through the years, even in your 40 years when you've been a member, right?
We do. In fact, many of them will be coming back in September when we have our official service and gathering to celebrate the 100 years. A lot of them will be coming back to town, and we've had some wonderful ministers over the years that have served our congregation and our community very, very well.
Indeed. I think we're integral parts of the community, too. Not only did they lead your church, but they were involved in a lot of the community things too, weren't they?
That's right. In fact, I believe the service, the Labor Day service in the park, our pastor, Chuck Hayes, along with a couple others, were the ones that organized that day. And that's still going, I think, 20, 30 years later. We're still on Labor Day celebrating with a dozen or so, 10 or 12 other churches in the community. It's a great day of fellowship and just worshiping our Lord and Savior.
Is that one of the proud things that you think of when you think of Church of the Nazarene, or what would it be, John?
You know, I would agree with you probably, Phil. The Christmas Day dinner is one of our signature events that our church does with a lot of volunteers. Many of the volunteers aren't affiliated with our church, but they just feel it's important to give back to the community. A lot of people come in very early that morning to start the cooking, and then we have people staying late to clean up, It's just a wonderful day, and it's really a blessing for us to be a part of that. You think of giving up your Christmas as maybe a sacrifice, but really the blessing comes right back to the people involved because of what they're doing that day.
We've talked a bit about the history, but we also can talk about the current and the future. We have Libby Rulin in the studio with us as well. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about your upcoming Vacation Bible School.
So we have Vacation Bible School August 10th through the 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. at our church. And we are having three-year-olds this year all the way up to about sixth grade. And we do a bunch of crafts, and we do music and skits, and we have Bible stories. My favorite are the snacks, because they're always good every year. But we've been growing throughout the years, and we just want to invite everyone to join.
Do you have a theme this year?
Our theme is True North, so we're being based in Alaska this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So right in the heart of summer, you're talking
in
about.
In the summer, we're going to Alaska.
Going to Alaska. All right. Do you have memories of being a part of the Vacation Bible Schools when you were growing up?
Yeah, so when we... They used to do Vacation Bible School before I was born, but then they brought it back when I was about in sixth grade. So I had 1 year where I could actually participate in it, and it was Wild West themed. I won't forget that. But then throughout the years, being in the youth group, our youth group is always active in VBS. So I've just grown up, and now I graduated high school. So I've been VBS since sixth grade, just having different roles we can all do.
Yeah, interesting. So what's your plans for the future?
I'm going to Southwest Tech for 2 years, and then I'll go to Platteville for education.
Awesome. Well, good. Good, good. What makes you proud to be a member?
I think the most impactful thing our church has done is our youth program. Through our children's church that we've had when I was younger, and now our youth group that we currently have that Dr. James Dickman and Robin Dickman have been leading for the past several years. They've just been influential, and all the district events we've gone to for our youth group and winter retreats, everything, just how our church supports our youth, not even just in our church, but in the community and everything we do.
What are some things the youth group does get involved in the Richland Center community?
Some of the youth participate in our Loads of Love that we do every one Wednesday and one Saturday a month. We do Loads of Love at the laundromat for free for people that can come in that don't have, not just the means that they don't have it, but like can use the free laundry that we give them. We give them money and we do all the laundry and stuff. And some of our youth do that. And others, just our youth being involved in sports in the high school and every other school they're at, just having that impact of their faith through the sport that they do.
That's awesome. From a young person's standpoint, that's one of the things that all churches are facing is, you know, trying to get more young people involved. How do you see that? What do you think some of the keys are?
For our youth group, the main way we have gotten people involved is definitely through school, just being known that some of the youth are in our church and just inviting them to our other events like winter retreat. We go up north and we do skiing and tubing. Just we invite a lot of people to fun events just to get them started. And then we have our youth group every Sunday night that just... It just makes it fun, and people just have a space to just relax and learn about God with the rest of their friends.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we hope it goes well. So it starts a week after this next Monday, right? 2 weeks from this
weekend?
It'll
start Sunday, August 10th. So
August 10th.
2 weeks from this Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can people sign up?
On our website, on our Facebook page and on our website, there's a link to a Google form that they can sign up on. And if they have trouble, they can always reach out to the church and just let us know. Or on the Sunday of VBS, they can just come in and register right then.
Okay. Jonathan, anything else that you wanted to add here that we didn't ask you about the history or anything like that?
No, I guess not really about the history, but just wanted to say that our official celebration we're going to have is September 21st. That's a Sunday morning. We have some guests. We have a retired general superintendent in the Church of the Nazarene coming to speak, and we have some friends from Olivet Nazarene University. They're the university that kind of sponsors our field, if you will, in the Church of the Nazarene, and we've got some guests coming to help us with our music, and it's just going to be a good time, and people are welcome as long as they can fit into the sanctuary. but the community is welcome to join us on that Sunday morning if they would like.
And John alluded to the fact that some past ministers might be coming back. Is that correct?
Yeah, we haven't heard back and got a definitive response from all of them, but several of them have said they're going to come and bringing some of their family with them. So we're going to have I think it's going to be kind of a homecoming for a lot of them and a lot of our people who remember them.
Indeed.
So, yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, you might have to get some extra chairs that day, it sounds like. A good problem to have.
Yes.
So are you doing anything special this Sunday, though, on the actual date? Or are you probably just going to just recognize it?
Yeah, we'll just recognize it. I've got a sermon prepared to discuss it. But, our big celebration will be on September 21st.
And probably a lot of good food after the service then, too, right?
Yeah, we are planning on having a meal for those that are staying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that a lot of the community uses is the Outreach Center. I mean, that's mm-hmm. been a real great thing for everybody in the community.
Yes, I think if a lot of people probably know us because of the Outreach Center, either because they have rented it or they have gone to an event, like a baby shower, a graduation party. We have several of those each year. And that building was, I wish I had the date with me on that one. That building was purchased about 20 years ago, roughly about 20, 25 years ago. And that has been a blessing to our church, but it's also been a blessing to the community. Just a nice meeting space for people with events. And then we use it, of course, for Sunday school, vacation Bible school, dinners that we have, the Christmas Day dinner. So it has been a blessing to us.
How do people book that? Do they get a hold of the church?
They could call the church. The church number is 608-647-4724, or they can go on the website, richlandcenternaz.com, and there is a form that they could fill out there. And then we would get back with them, and they just let us know. And as long as the date's available and it works out, then they can do that.
Yeah, it's such a nice prime location to get in and out and everything else. So
yep, just being downtown and mm-hmm. just easy to get in and out of, plenty of parking, and yeah.
Yeah, indeed. John, anything else you wanted to add this morning?
I guess I would just comment that we are just one of many great faith communities in the Richland Center area. It's just we're celebrating our 100th, which makes it a little special this year. But there's a lot of churches in this community that do a lot of great things, and we're just one of them. But, I would just encourage somebody, if they're interested in attending or knowing more about what church is about, come visit us, come visit another church, look around and see where you fit in, because mm-hmm. Church family has been a blessing to us. They help raise our kids, set good example for our kids as they were growing up. Sometimes kids look at other people more than their parents when it comes to those examples. And being a part of a faith community and a church family has just really been a blessing.
Yeah. I think back to the minister's wife running to catch you, I mean, you may still have been a member for 40 years, but maybe not. I mean, that was kind of a sign for you, wasn't it?
It absolutely was.
Yeah. And it's worked out.
It has worked out very well.
So you'll be celebrating on the 21st then. I'm guessing for you, it'll be good to see a lot of those folks come back, won't it?
It will. We have been a part of many of those pastors and their ministries, and they've done such good work in our community. And, a lot of the kids, in fact, the Walls family, we just recently, within the last few months, their daughter came back to visit as a missionary. She is now a missionary, and part of her tour of the United States was to come back and visit our church and give us an update on the mission field and what she's up to. And she spent a couple years of elementary school in Richland Center. So it was kind of fond memories for her to be able to come back.
Wonderful. Libby, good luck with the upcoming camp as well. It should be a good time.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to add about it?
Our youth group does meet Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Various locations, but we always start at church no matter where we go. So you can find us there in the parking lot or in the sanctuary, or just you'll find us. We'll be there. And if they have any questions, they can reach out to me or the church in general.
It's all about fun, though, right?
All fun. Yeah. Every game, every night, there's always a game.
Yeah.
Great food.
Good deal. Well, good luck with that. And Jonathan, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you having us. And just to follow up on what John said, the invitation is always out there for anybody who's looking for a church. We would welcome the opportunity to get to know you and worship with you and And worship Christ, because that really it's 100th anniversary, and it's a neat thing to be able to celebrate that the church has been around. But at the end of the day, we also believe it's all about Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. who died and rose again and can set you free and save you. So
you're longtime members of the Ministerial Association as well, as John mentioned. We're all in it together, right?
Yes, we are.
Good. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
And good luck. Congratulations on 100 years.
Thank you very much.
Not for you, but for the church, right? No, no. Pastor Jonathan Young, John Anear, and Libby Rulin are this part of the morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
At Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin, we believe stronger communities begin with safe, stable homes. That's why we're dedicated to revitalizing neighborhoods through housing support, community-driven programs, and financial resources that empower local families. Let's work together to make our towns better places to live, work, and grow. Call 608-647-4949 and be part of building a brighter future right here at home.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
On our morning show next year, we have members of Grace in with us. We have Walk Chair June Nee. We have President Eileen Stevens. And Leif Carlson is here from the committee. He's going to be talking about some prevention, some great ideas and opportunities. June, we're not too far from the walk. Are you a little nervous?
No. Good morning, Phil. I'm not nervous at all. As long as the weather cooperates, I think everything's going to go really well. I have a great set of committee chairs, and I just can't thank them enough. They're amazing. They work so hard, and they have people who help them on their committees. So I just, you know, am amazed by them. They work really hard, and I just can't thank them enough for all they do. So, because I couldn't do this on my own. So I think we're ready. I wasn't able to be at the last meeting, but I read the notes, and it sounds like everything went well, and everybody's ready to go.
Before the walk, so the walk is August 8th, and before that, two nights before, it's always a special night, isn't it?
Yes, we have our Survivor Captain Night, and that night, the captains and the teams will turn in their packets. That's a big night, because if you want your luminaries to be on the video and to be read on the radio for the luminary ceremony, and for the video that we have put out, you need to turn them in on Wednesday night. Luminaries will be available at the walk. You can certainly turn them in that night, but to go to your team total and to get them on the radio and the video, they need to be turned in on Wednesday, August 6th. And you want to turn in your packets and your raffle tickets and all that kind of stuff. And then also we're having at the Phoenix Center, this will take place on Wednesday, August 6th, from 5 to 6 p.m., we're having a free will pizza dinner with some veggies on the side, and that's before our program. So that will be available between 5 and 6 p.m., so the public is very welcome to come and join us. We'd love it. Come in and have a nice pizza dinner, and then stay for the program. That will start at 6 p.m., and during the program, you'll hear from the doctors from the medical institutions that we give for research. So we're going to have Dr. Paul Lambert from UW-Carbone. This year, Dr. Kenny is unable to come. He has been here for the past quite a few years, and we love hearing from him. He is unable to come this year, but we have Dr. Karen Cowden-Dahl coming from Gunderson. And then we're going to hear from Dr. Crystal Lumi from our Richland Hospital that's going to be speaking. So that's always wonderful to hear from these researchers and the medical professionals that we donate to. Because you want to, as you know, we all give to Grace, and it's really just neat to hear how that money is going to be used. And the doctors are really good about putting them in layman's terms that we all can understand. And it's just fantastic to hear what they're working on.
Yeah, really, it kind of fires us all up a little bit, because it always looks like maybe there's hope, right?
Yes.
They're going to find some sort
of
cure.
Absolutely. And there's hope for the patients that, you know, what they're working on is working. And they always have a positive, you know, outcome or outlook with what they're doing. So it's really cool to listen to the doctors. So they'll be a part of our program. And so we invite everyone to come and join us. If you can make it that night, come out and have a pizza dinner and then stay for the program.
Two nights later will be the actual walk. Are there any changes or anything you want to highlight about this year?
The walk is going to be Friday, August 8th, and we'll open up at 4 p.m. with our food vendors. At this time, we have committed the beef producers, RC Taco, TKO Barbecue, and Utter Brothers. And then our silent auction and bucket raffle will be beginning at 4 p.m. And then at 6 p.m. we'll have our opening ceremony. And I will be introducing our ambassadors. Most people have probably heard their names by now, but that will be Amy Linz, Seth Paulson, Tony McCarville, and Betsy Wiedenfeld are our four ambassadors this year, and they've done a great job. I'm excited to hear their stories on the radio and see their stories in the newspaper here in the next couple of weeks. And then we'll start out our opening lap, and to kick off the night, we'll do our opening lap with survivors and their caregivers, and we'll take it from there. The luminaries will come out, and we have chalk art from the Rogers that will be amazing. Again, the last 2 years, adding that chalk art to the area where we walk has just been incredible. They're so talented.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's a celebration. We always talk about culmination, isn't it?
Yes, it's a celebration, because all year, our teams and this community, they're just amazing. This community and then all the teams, they work so hard to fundraise and have their all kinds of their fundraisers and all that kind of stuff and raise their money. And that night it's a party. It's to honor those who are still fighting, honor those who have won the fight, and to remember all of those we have lost. But it's just a beautiful night. The luminaries walking around to look at all the luminaries, and some people are so creative, and they're just beautiful with the lights in them. And it's just a great time to say hello to your neighbors and friends that come out and have something to eat and enjoy the music. So I hope everyone can come out and join us on Friday, August 8th at Crosscut Park.
We'll talk more about the walk coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about prevention with Leif Carlson. Leif, you always try to think outside the box and come up with some ideas. And what do you have for us this month?
Hey, thanks, Phil. I joined Grace looking at that last word, elimination. And to me, cancer elimination is where it's about. So what I would like to do in coming up in 2026 is to get people from our community more involved in preventing cancer. So we are looking for people who want to lead cancer prevention groups. And I'll talk about that in a second. And those people are going to be called sparks. So think of a spark. You need a spark to light a fire. And we need people from our community who want to step up and become a spark and really get our community moving forward to reduce cancer risk and eliminate cancer.
Mm. Sparks. Did you come up with that yourself?
Well, we've got a committee.
Okay. That's really neat.
Thanks.
I like that. So so tell us about how that could work. Give us some examples of what you have in mind.
Yeah. So on our website, walkwithgrace.com, we list 10 ways, 10 different ways that people can reduce cancer risk. You know, some obvious ones like maybe quitting smoking. Or maybe less alcohol, or actually quitting alcohol. Both of those are ways that people can lower cancer risk. But there's other things too, like getting a colonoscopy when you're supposed to, starting at age 45 now, or having your kid a vaccine for HPV, help your children get vaccinated, and that would actually prevent cancer. And so, what we're hoping that people do, if you want to become a spark, is to go on our website, check out the 10 ways that we have listed under the prevention and risk reduction tab. So kind of work your way around the website and find that. Check out those 10 ways and find one that really you feel passionate about. So for example, 3 years ago, I was really passionate about people exercising because more exercise, 2.5 hours per week, leads to reduction of cancer risk in at least 8 different kinds of cancer. And so I was passionate about that. So I started the Walk Around the World with Grace, came up with that idea. And now we have more than 100 people actually participating, walking, recording their miles, and reducing their risk of cancer. So that would be an example. Like, I was like a spark. I was like, okay, I've got this idea. I'm passionate about it. How can I reduce cancer risk? How about if I get people walking around the world? So I just went with it, thought what I could do. Well, there are many other things that people could do, and I can't think of them all, but we've got 18,000 people in this county, and we should be able to come up with people who want to lead a prevention activity, and it could be a year-round activity, or it could be one day or one week or a series of things that would help reduce cancer risk. So I'm encouraging people to go on the website, go to the prevention, look at those 10 things and think to yourself, what could you do? You know, what could I do? How could I become a spark? What kind of a program could I invent and think up and then lead in 2026? And then talk to me, contact Grace, and we have an application for funding. So my role would be to help you fill out the application. You would get a grant for funding for your project. let's say it's a cooking class, you want to teach Mediterranean cooking, have maybe 8 sessions where people learn how to cook healthy foods that actually reduce cancer risk, and you need supplies for food. Maybe you need $1,000 even for really great foods, and you're going to prepare them. People are going to taste them. It's going to become a party, and the people who attend it are going to go home and learn how to cook that way and be happy and less risk of cancer. Then, Grace, we will meet as a board and say, yep, we can do that $1,000 for that program. We support it. It's a good plan. Here you go. And then we give you that. It's a rolling program, a rolling application, meaning there's no deadline for this, no hard deadlines. But I'm hoping to get at least several people from this community who say, yeah, I could do something like that.
Some ideas that we probably aren't even thinking of here, but like maybe organizing a group run, you know, every day and some things like that, Leif, right?
Absolutely. Phil, you just came up with an idea.
There we go.
Okay. So you say, you asked me earlier, how do you come up with these ideas? And I'm like, well, you just did it. You think about them and you say, how can I help this community? And you think and you look at them for some ways to reduce risk. And you say, you know, it would make sense if I dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we're asking, and I hope to hear some people contact me or fill out a grant application. I guess my idea is to think up a plan that you want to do. Say, first off, decide, yeah, I would like to be a Spark this year. Think up a plan. Dream it up. Think it up. Then talk with friends. Gather friends. Say, hey, Joe, would you help me this year with this? Hey, Marge, can you help me with this? Get some friends. Get on board. Talk it over. Come up and then get a few more details. Then you go on our website. The grant application is on walkwithgrace.com under resources. Scroll down. You'll see a grant application. It says right now that a preventative grant is somewhere else on the website, and I was just looking at it. That's a misnomer. Just go ahead and fill out the grant that's on that page, and we'll read it and look at it and give it some thought.
What kind of dollar amount? Is there a limit, or is there, what do you think?
Last year, the incredible people in this community raised $320,000 for Grace, and our prevention budget is in the neighborhood, Eileen, what do you think? $15,000 or something per year. This year, we have spent zero on that because we're 100% voluntary administration. All the board members, 100% voluntary. So we have money. So is there a dollar limit? If somebody came up with $10,000 thing and they're going to get 1,000 people to do XYZ, that's actually going to lower cancer in this community, we would probably say yes.
Hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Good news. Speaking of sparks, we have the radio auction next week, and that is going to hopefully spark us into another memorable year. Eileen, you've been working diligently behind the scenes. How's it going?
The auction is going to be amazing. There's no other way to put it. We've had tremendous volunteers throughout our service area, donors throughout our service area, and if we have time, I'd like to go in for a few of them, if you're okay with that.
Sure.
What we got going here.
And these are ones that are going to be sold next week from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday.
Some of the radio auction, I might catch some of the other ones in here, because we have so many incredible ones that, you know, not only will be on the radio next week, but we'll also have the silent auction and bucket raffle. And there's been businesses, you know, businesses that don't have a product or service per se, that are like, hey, can I offer a match? Which I think is going to really enhance the auction this year, is we've got, you know, leverage when we've got some of these auction items going, that we've got businesses or individuals in our service area that want to provide a match to help raise the funds on that. One of the, starting with some of the bigger items, is what everybody's looking at is we've got a zero-turn lawnmower that's being donated by Ace Hardware. Absolutely incredible, phenomenal donation for that. And there's interest in it. When you're talking to people, they're like, a zero-turn lawnmower? So I think that's going to be an incredible item for the auction. We've got Of course, I'm just blanking right now.
Lots of tickets. Yeah. You know, the Brewers are hot right now, so we have some Brewer tickets.
Yes, yes. WRCO has, I forget how many tickets, four or five packages of Brewer tickets. And like you said, they've been on a hot streak lately, so I think they're going to go well. We've got Mark Jelinek has donated some Bucks tickets for preseason and season games. Phil Back has donated Badger tickets and Packer tickets. Denny Jacks has donated Badger tickets. One of our ambassador, Amy Lenz, and her husband Al have donated four Badger tickets for a Saturday game coming up. Jensen Casting, they always come through with these beautiful fire pits, and again for our auction we've got a fire pit coming up. David Sharp up in Hub City has created one of his fabulous lawn ornaments. You know, it's like 6.5 wider than I can reach, so like 6 feet wide, 6 feet tall, very unique with different tools and pieces of equipment that are welded together. So I think that'll be a really neat thing. Other items, loads of gravel, which, you know, that time you can always find something to put where you can put that gravel. Let's see here, some swag from the Bucks. That always, last year that one went really well. A lot of home-baked goods, as we know. Everybody's always looking for the home-baked pies, the cheesecakes, and the fudge. So we got, you know, Mars Jelinek, Diane Nautical, and Jolene Newkirk coming through with their goods that always do well in the auctions. Scrolling down my sheet here, Spring Green, we've got the Taliesin and the House on the Rock have both provided tickets and packages, which I'm looking forward to see those. And J.J. Walsh Jewelers and the Opal Man in Spring Green. So we've got a couple really neat pieces of jewelry that will be coming across the auctions. And like I said, a bunch of gift certificates from, you know, various businesses here. See if I missed anything.
Well, there are a lot of unique items, that's for sure.
Right. Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Yes. Yeah,
that's another big one that always is very popular. Anybody's that working in remodeling home or anything like that, Wirtz Floor and Home has donated a $250 gift certificate. Foggy Bottoms has a piece of furniture, an end table, I guess, that they have in it. What do you see here? Oh, there's a really neat thing that was donated. And I'll tell you, if anybody knows John Anderson and Muscadet, we have a 24-inch wooden car hauler. It has two level ramps on it. All the cars are, it looks like they're hand-carved. The car hauler, really neat thing. It was donated to us. And on the bottom, it is stamped John Anderson of Muscadet. I don't know who he is, but I think if we could get some history on this, who he is and what he did with his woodworking, I think this would be neat to add to the history of that. Twin Pines has donated a certificate for a two-night minimum stay at the Twin Pines Vacation Rental. And Pulvey Farms, we have a great donation here of two donations, 20 pounds of ground beef, packaged in 1 pound packages and frozen, of course. And then a second one with 8 pounds of steaks. And I mean, we're talking quality steaks. We're talking sirloin, ribeye, T-bone, New York strip. So that'll be another nice auction item coming up. And City Utilities is coming through with another fire hydrant. And this is from 1957. So that'd be a cool thing to have in your lawn display there. So, yeah, I mean, it's just the outpouring has just been fabulous. The last couple days, we've had stuff coming in right and left. Another popular item, Troxel Farms always donates the elusive escape rooms. They are super popular. So we're excited we got some more of those packages again this year. And like I said, I mean, there's so many things being donated. Dory Hardware in Spring Green has donated a kayak. Ace Hardware here in Richland Center also donated, I keep wanting to call it a kayak, but it's a boat with a flat bottom for duck hunters. And Do It Center, a chase lounge with a butterfly on it, really pretty piece. So it's it's going to be a fabulous week of the radio auction.
You bet. And not all the items will be on there because you're going to have the silent auction again the night of the walk and the bucket raffle. And so there's a lot of really cool things in that too.
A lot of them, yes. So like some of the bigger things, of course, are going to be on the radio auction. And that's what we want to highlight and really promote. And so we want everybody to be talking about it. And I think I heard today that people can start getting their bidder number now. Is
yes,
that correct?
They can. Yeah, just call 647-2111 and we'll give you a bidder number. Get ready for next week. The other thing is we're just looking forward to people playing along, even if they, you know, contending bidders. You know, we need people to be interested in it. We need more than one person to be interested in these things.
Right. And I think most things we have donated, like I said, they've come from throughout our service area, and it's stuff people really want and are interested in. So I think there will be some bidding wars. Super cool thing, which I did not mention, was that Alice Chalmers' bicycle.
It's in my office right now.
Oh, so it might not make the auction, saying?
Yeah. Well, I can't ride it yet, so it's safe. But yes, an Alice Chalmers bike with an Alice Chalmers hat. We just need to call up everybody named Durst in the county, and we're going to get on a bidding war on that thing. And
get all the Durst on that one. That
raise
should
some
go
money.
Really good. Really good, because that I saw it back there, and it's really a neat,
it is.
Neat piece.
So we're going to be getting all of those things. I know they're going to be listed on our website and your website. We're going to get pictures so people can really see what they're going to be bidding.
Right. We're working on that, and stuff's coming in fast and furious. Star Spangled Celebration donated a lot of neat things to us as well. One of the packages, you might have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's an autographed picture. It's a sketch that Mr. Glass did. Gordon Glass sketched of Toby Keith, and Toby Keith's signature is on there in magic marker. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool that he autographed it. And then we also have a Kenny Rogers package. And what else did we put in there, Phil? Do you remember?
I think there might be a poster from one of the years, too, where like a lot of the artists signed it.
A lot of the artists signed it, yes.
So look for that, too. Anybody that's into history of that that great concert and its run, you want to look that up, too.
Yes.
So it's going to be fun starting Monday morning. And I think we want to cut it off, though, because people have been trying to bring things in left and right. I think there's probably a limit, isn't there?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're pretty much got the radio auction wrapped up, you know, as what we're going to have on there. We do have a couple outstanding ones yet that I have to touch base with. That, I mean, Town Taxi is very interested in donating a couple packages here. I just have to talk to Kurt again. And a very unique one that I'm excited about. I'll be talking with Kitty again tomorrow. She is a chef, and she is interested in donating a come to your place and cook a meal for you. She is a chef. So I'm looking forward to what she has to offer there as well.
Yeah, fun and unique items.
Oh, it is. It's going to be great.
Well, good. Get some rest and get ready for Monday, Eileen.
Right.
So, June, anything else you want to add about the walk that we didn't ask you?
No, I just wanted to remind people to come out and join us on Wednesday, August 6th at the Phoenix Center for our free will offering pizza dinner and listen to the researchers and doctors speak from Gunderson and UW-Carbone and Richland Hospital. It's an amazing night, and we'll introduce our ambassadors there as well. Come and join us, and then come and join us for our walk. It's just an amazing celebration of the year's work and everything this community does to support GRACE, because this is probably a very unusual organization that it is, like Leif said, all volunteers. We're all volunteers, and everything we do for GRACE is because we love this organization. We love our community. We want to support cancer patients and their families. So just come out and enjoy this night of celebration with us, because it goes fast. You know, before we know it, it's 10 o'clock and we're wrapping up, and, you know, we just look back and I'm getting chills just talking about it, because it means a lot. This organization and the people that I work with in this organization and this community means a lot.
Yep, a lot of good people. Leif, does this mean that Walk Around the World for GRACE, is that coming to a close then? Is that culminating this month?
Yeah, each year we do 7 months of Walk Around the World with GRACE. So,
okay.
Yep, we at the end of July, we're going to finish up. Well, we've got 22,000 miles this year. to walk around the world is 25,000. And so in this final week of July, if anybody's got some miles that you forgot to record, go on at Walk Around the World with Grace, get those miles in, and let's see if we get to 25,000.
Awesome. Now, you're still going to do that, you know, not to look ahead, but you're talking about some sparks and some other ideas, but you're still going to spark this for next year, aren't you?
I will never quit this program as long as I can, because there are some people that it's really, really, really meaningful. And so if I'm helping even one person to get out and do more exercise and get up and go for a walk, I'll keep doing this for many years.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Thanks, everyone, for coming in today.
And
here's to a good grace. The next time we talk, we'll be talking about maybe, I guess it'll be after the fact then. But Eileen, anything you wanted to add before we
close? I just want to remind people of those raffle tickets.
Oh, yeah.
If the calendar raffle, that's been going great. In fact, there's teams looking for tickets. So if you have any calendar raffle tickets you have not sold, if you could bring those back to the office, because we've got a list of people waiting for them to get those sold. The car raffle tickets, too, we have those. And just as a reminder, the car for the winner, if they are living in Wisconsin, when they pick up their winnings, they do not have to write out a check for sales tax, because Grace owns the car. We are tax exempt, so they do not have to write out a check for sales tax. If it's registered and licensed in Wisconsin, Joneses will take care of the registration and licensing, and they will also do all the paperwork for the car and the legal paperwork for the raffle winning. And the person that wins, if they would like all or part of that wrap removed, they will take care of that for them as well. So we really encourage people to get those, you know, sell the raffle tickets. Again, it's about the core cause. The core is Grace. So they're either going to give a $20 donation to a fabulous organization, or they're going to be bragging up that $20 car that they won.
Mm-hmm.
So it's buy your tickets.
Yeah, get those tickets. And that car's been all over the place. You're showing it off, and you'll be showing it for the next couple of weeks till Grace then.
Until we raffle it off on the 8th.
Okay. Eileen Stevens, June Nee, Leif Carlson joining us for a Grace update on today's morning show.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
The sun is out, summer is in full swing. It's time to check in on your UV awareness. The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you ultraviolet rays are high this time of year. If you've had your share of sunburns and deep tans over the years, it's time to schedule a skin check. Early detection leads to far better outcomes, so don't wait. Remember, any skin color is susceptible to skin cancer. Take the first step. Call for a skin check at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Stay sun smart until the sun sets.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, we had a morning show earlier this week about veterans benefits. Do you have any updates?
Absolutely. So I know we've talked about veterans benefits in the past, but I think it's important, like when Karen and Hugo were in here talking about veterans benefits, that we just kind of keep going back to these points of, you know, if you were in the military, you are eligible for certain things at the time of your passing when it comes to your funeral. Most of the time, it's a non-financial benefit. When I say most of the time, there are certain veterans that were eligible based on what happened when they were in the military, their disability ranking, when they were alive, and also potentially did they die in a VA facility. So if you die in a VA facility, you are automatically eligible for money to a point, and the veterans will help you with getting that money from the federal government for that. So that's something that the local veteran service officer can help you out with if you happen to die in a veteran's facility. What most veterans are eligible for is the bronze marker at the flag at the grave. Most of the time we call it a bronze marker, but it actually doesn't need to be a bronze marker. There's a couple different options. They have one made of granite, they have one made of marble, they have a small bronze, and they have a bigger bronze. So there's a couple different options for the veteran if they do want it. We encourage veterans, even though you cannot order it until death does occur to get that benefit, we encourage you to come in and fill out your form ahead of time so we know what kind of marker that you want. Do you want the big bronze? Do you want a granite? What do you want it to say? You do actually have a couple of different choices. And then we can put it into your file. So at the time, we just pull it out. We just refill out the paperwork because there'll probably be an updated form. But we know exactly what you want it to say, how you want it set. Do you want it on the back of a stone? Do you want it next to a stone? Which also brings up the point of, is there an existing stone at the cemetery? Maybe you're married and you want the veteran's bronze, but your spouse doesn't necessarily, is not eligible for that benefit. So you're going to get a stone that has both of your names on it. So when you do, go and talk to the veterans, the monument company. Just let them know that you are a veteran and this is the kind of marker that you're also looking to incorporate into the stone that you're purchasing. So they can pre-drill the holes into that stone. So at the time of your death, it's an easy enough thing to mount. So that's on the marker that you're eligible for. The other thing people are eligible for is a flag. Now, that flag can either be draped on your casket. It can already be folded up in a triangle to be by your urn or by the head in the casket. Kind of up to you what preference you would have. Some people really like the stately look of the flag draped on a casket, while other people would prefer to have that flag folded, and then you can put flowers on the casket because you can only have one or the other on a casket. You cannot put anything on top of a flag. And then you're also eligible for the taps and the gun salute at the cemetery if you want it. Potentially, you're not going to a cemetery. So you can actually have those awarded to you at the funeral home at the time of your service. Another thing that is not necessarily in the veterans' benefits that you get from the government that a lot of local organizations have been doing is actually right before your service, they'll come in and they'll do a final salute for you. They'll line up, they'll walk through one at a time, and they will do a final salute to that veteran, usually